From Knockadoon to Ardmore, so much to do and see. This week, folks, I'm inviting you, the listener, Mike Brooks, and myself, and you, the listeners, are heading right back to the 1940s when Yall was a bustling port. So, listeners, sit back and join our historian, Mike Brooks, as we board the Kathleen and May for a trip up the River Blackwater on the Kathleen and May. Mike Brooks, you're very, very welcome to the programme, and thanks for dropping in.
Good morning, Noel. Good morning, everybody, again.
This week, Mike's, we're on board the Kathleen and May.
Well, I'll tell you what it is we're leaving here, the broadcasting house here in South Abbey.
Yes.
Actually, just a by and by, Noel, just on the word broadcasting. Did you know it's not an actual radio or television term? It's actually agricultural. It's a term.
Is it?
Broadcasting. The seeds. So it's casting your seeds in a broad angle. And that's where the word broadcasting. So it's an agricultural term, not a thing. So just to say, I saw that on some programme there and I said, I'll drop that one in now as well.
Right. There you are. No, you never know, folks. So, you never know.
Well, I know what you just said is right. What we're going to do is we have a little story kind of planned for you guys. And it's all about really the Blackwater. We're right between Knockadoon and Ardmore today, and we're leaving Yall and we're getting on board the Kathleen and May, our lovely ship, and we're going to head up along. And basically what we're going to do is we're going to head up along. The Kathleen and May came into Yall with some coal, 200 ton, and it was 150 ton of coal delivered at Farrell's. They're unloading it as we're chatting here now at the moment.
Yeah.
We're going to go down because there's another 50 ton, and where it's for is the O'Keeffe's up there near Tallow in Janeville Pier, so they want to drop the last 50. So we're going to get on board with the guys as they go up along the Bride. Then it leaves the Bride and it goes back up more the Blackwater up as far as Killahalla Pier up Dromana, very close to Capoquin, and it's going to fill up with pit props. And from that point, we're going to get onto a little boat and we're going to carry on all the ways past Capoquin up to Lismore, and that's where our story. So I'd say, be my guest, Mike, all aboard. Absolutely. You're going to be here for we're going to be here for a few mornings anyway, Noel, in fairness, with this
excellent,
one anyway.
Excellent.
Because there's just so much. And I suppose for everybody again, like the whole kind of thing about these stories is to try and get out and look at what's very close to yourselves. And I suppose like the Blackwater, not everybody can go up the Blackwater. Like we've Tony Gallagher and all this. Put it on your bucket list. You have to get onto the Blackwater if you can. You can do it every single summertime with Tony and all that.
But it's the Irish Rhine, isn't it?
It's the Irish Rhine.
Irish Rhine, absolutely.
Yeah. But if you can't get onto the things, at least, and I always say, kind of do a bit of research first of all. Take a spin. You know the way always say.
Yes.
There's a beautiful spin if you go up. We'll say along the go out and up to Temple Michael, head for Camphor Bridge into Capoquin, Lismore. You can do both there, and then go across and come back down through Dromana and into Aglish, into Villarstown, and then Clashmore, and then back to Yall. It's a Sunday afternoon. You know the way.
It's a Sunday afternoon.
Yeah. So you could do all this and nearly see everything that we're going to talk about here as well.
Yeah.
As I said, this is going to be a couple of shows, because when I started, you know, it was going to be one show, two shows, then you could nearly say 10 shows.
Absolutely.
But yeah, as you just said it there, what we're kind of doing now is getting on board. They're after taking off 150 tonne of coal, and we're going to get on with the lads. And what we're heading, this is back now in the 1940s.
Yes. Yall was a bustling port now in the 1940s.
Bustling port.
Yeah,
the port down below was full. The grain stores that we had, they were shipping over to England, over to America. Again, the pit props from up along the Blackwater, they were cutting down forestry and all that kind of good stuff as well. Mm. Loads of stuff going on here in the town, in fairness. And then the fishing, our fishing as well. Great fishing families all still surviving here today as well. It's a shame to see the port the way it is, but you know the way, that's the way life goes on anyway. That's it, Noel, anyway, in fairness to it. But as we said, we're just on board now. We're heading up along the river. We have the auxiliary engines, so we're not under sail at this stage either on the Kathleen and May. And just, I want to wish our very own Kathleen and May a happy birthday, because this month, April, in 1900, so it's 123 years old.
My goodness.
So it is 100.
And in perfect condition.
Absolutely brilliant. And I can say that again, because I was on board with a few other lads from Yall here only 3 weeks ago. And it's absolutely, and we had an engineer as well on board with us, Desmond Turrell from Arklow, very famous family as well from the shipping side of it, and he was amazed with it, absolutely amazed with it. So we're good to go still good with everything go. That we are doing anyway, Noel, anyway, at
very
the moment
good.
Anyway.
Very good.
So we're very good to go anyway as well. But yeah, so really, I suppose, once we're on board, first thing you see is across the road from us is the ferry point. Now, I won't go back into the ferry point. We did a bit with the Kinsale Beg.
Yes.
So I'll fly through that because some people didn't hear about this. It's hard to believe that there was Confederate cannons on ferry point pointing at you all around the 1600 civil wars. So 1641, 1649, Cromwell came in at the end of it and you know what he did. But we're going to come back to that again. That's another story again anyway, Noel, because
there's a load of stuff on that.
We're carrying on up again. So on our left side, which is the port side of our ship, the Slob Bank. And again, we've talked about...
Tell us about the Slob Bank, a little bit about the Slob Bank. I know we touched on it before, but...
We touched it and it's just... For me, I walk it nearly every morning. Like I was on it again this morning. Absolutely love the place. Really love the place. It's 3 kilometres long, we'll say, the actual Slob Bank itself. So it's a great ring road. Because you can do, I do the ring road, we'll say the ring every morning, just over 5 kilometres, you know the way. So,
yes.
Built between 1848 and 51. So it was a famine relief.
Like most of the quays around, was it?
No, yeah. The quays definitely were built in the
1700s. Oh, were they? Yeah.
So there was a lot of other, because even we brought it in was the lighthouse, because that was 52.
Yes.
And then there was Helvick or Minehead Lighthouse, and then there was Ballycotton as well, Noel. So I reckon these were actually famine, you know, at the time as well. The Bridewell Prison, which is Tesco's, it's a little garden now at this stage.
Yes.
That was a famine relief. There was a lot of famine relief, all right. But the keys definitely were pre-famine. Yeah, they were 1750s.
There, yeah.
There was a huge amount of work went on. And we're going to get back into that one as well. There was a huge amount of work went on in the 1750s there with the docks and all that. Totally transformed the whole town. Like because they did a lot of reclamation of the area, we'll say, you know, the way by building these docks as well. So, yeah, it was. So the Slob Bank definitely was a kind of a famine relief.
Yes.
We're carrying on up along again. We're still in the harbour area. We're looking at Piltown at the other side as well.
Yes.
We spoke about the Fisher's Mills before, Piltown Castle, which is no more. The old riverbed, we'll say, for Whiting Bay and Ardmore.
Yes.
And somebody said it to me afterwards, actually, Noel. They were saying about the, and we're going to bring this one into it again. You know, there was, how could, you know, the water, because remember we were saying Ardmore, it was, what was it, High Sheep Island. And if the water, because the water was supposed to go out through Whiting Bay, and if it went out through White Main, my thing, it went out through Ardmore Bay, we'd say the Curragh, that would have been the seabed as well. So it would have been an island. Ardmore itself at the time would have been an island, but not 800. I think they were saying the Great Storm. I think it was 840 something.
I think the riverbed must have changed its course.
It wouldn't have been. To me, it's the Ice Age. So what happens is with the Ice Age, the ice is travelling down. It could be a mile thick. You know the way this thing
of course,
is,
and
you know ice. Ice is like rock.
It calves itself out. Yeah.
And we're going to come back to that again, Noel, as well as we're talking about Capoquin especially. But it left deposits as well. So obviously, as we said, the Clay Castle outside is a deposit. They used to call them eskers. There's a lot of places in Ireland called esker. And an esker is a deposit of the old Ice Age, and what it used to do is leave deposits. So it could have left all its deposits, we'll say, in Whiting Bay. So that means the water then would go around it, you know, the way as the ice is melting.
Yes.
Hang on a sec, there's a blockage there, let's find another route then at that stage.
Mm.
And that's how these things happened as well. So yeah, I still believe, I think it's very plausible.
It is
you
plausible.
Know
so it's definitely.
And if you look at it, it looks like the way it should go. The angle and everything that's the way it should go as well anyway. So we're just coming up actually now, Noel, to the metal bridge, our lovely metal bridge. And if anybody, I was saying we're going to be waiting until it opens up, you know, the way, because the old metal bridge, it opened up, we'll say, where Cliff Windsor's house on the Waterford side
is.
Yes. There was, I think they used to call them dolphins. The actual central piece was called the Dolphin, and then the bridge.
It's a swivel, isn't it?
You swivel around, and
open up. I think there's a film, courtesy of Bobby Chappell's film there, and I think courtesy of Mick Cozzy
is our famous Mick.
Mick, and good morning, Mick, and indeed, this shows the D. Watton, I think. is that the bridge opening and to the Dewadden.
I wasn't sure, was it Dewadden or was it our Catalina Maid?
No, it was Dewadden.
Okay, yeah. Very good.
Because I remember Bobby telling me that actually. It's the Dewadden.
Brilliant, yeah. Because I wasn't too sure because, you know, you're looking for a tree masset. And if anybody wants to see that, it's Y'all Online. And if you type in, we'll say the bridge opening, Bobby Chapel, and it, you can see then it's edited by Michael Hussey.
Yes.
Rowan Michael here as well. So in fairness to him, and it looks brilliant because
it's absolutely brilliant.
I've never seen it opening until that short video. It's a very short video anyway, lads. So well worth seeing it. Y'all Online is fantastic anyway. Mm. So the next, and just to go back to, we'll say the metal bridge, the wooden bridge was there, you know, again, we spoke about this before as well, Noel. So the metal bridge 1883 didn't last very long, though, to be honest with you, because, you know, until they start putting up the old barrels and all that. But prior, before the metal bridge, was the wooden bridge.
There was a wooden bridge apparently before that.
And it was. And it would say the wooden bridge then, we call it the embankment bridge. So as you're going to the dump, we call it, or the NCT test or something like that.
Yes.
That was all part of, that was the embankment road leading to the wooden bridge.
Leading to the bridge, yeah.
And then when you go down, if you go down past, we'll say, past the gates, if you can walk past down the fence there as well.
You can go right down to
you can go right down.
Yeah.
But just at the very end of the fence, we'll say, where the dump is. And anybody that is listening, guys, you can do a full circle. And as I said, it's 5 kilometres nearly for the full circle. It's lovely, absolutely gorgeous walk as well. But that was the embankment. So at the end of the fence was where then the wooden bridge began. And there was a little toll there as well. So they have, for the wooden bridge, they had a little toll bridge. And then when they made the metal bridge, they carried on that bit more with the concrete or the stone. So obviously it was probably cheaper as well to do it that way as well for themselves. Now we're in 1940s, so we're just passing that. So the wooden bridge is gone, obviously enough. We actually see the stone bridge, which is the first of the bridges
on the starboard side.
On the port side
and
as
the port
well.
Side,
we're heading up, and this was the stone bridge at Roine Crew, and Roine Crew means the pint of blood. So something must have happened there back in the olden days.
Well, of course, there was a Knights Templar castle there.
We're getting onto that now as well. But I'd say this is even pre that now as well. But it was our stone bridge, the way it is at the moment, Noel, is the very first. So you come up to the roundabout, we'll say, you know, heading out of Y'all, and you can either go straight on to Tallow or turn, you know, if you wanted to go to Cork or if you go to Waterford, go to the other side, where the roundabout is. That's Stonebridge. That was 1819. That was built in the 1819. And actually, in the handbook of Y'all, I know I said this before, sorry about this, guys, if you heard this one, in the fields printed out the handbook of Y'all, the annals of Y'all, and it says, in 1819, about this year, a new road to Tallow is built and a stone bridge thrown over the Tourig River near the junction of the Blackwater.
Yes.
So it was definitely 1819.
I think we touched on that before. Now, of course, listeners, imagine the new bridge that was opened in 1963 is not there.
It was built in 1963. And the interesting bit, as we said about that, was the metal bridge, as it was built by Alexander Nemo. And we'll say, sorry, the wooden bridge was built by Alexander Nemo and his brother, I think. And what they said was the first place they wanted to put it was where the concrete bridge today is. That was their first proposal.
I wonder, was that the narrowest part?
Well, it was. It definitely was. But it was, for whatever reason, it was £10,000 back in, we'll say, the 1800s there, the early 1800s, to build it where they built it. So where they built it, I suppose it was lower, you know, the way they had it kind of at a lower angle. They didn't have to do too much digging out of rock and all this kind of good stuff as well. But it was going to be £10,000 cheaper to build the wooden bridge through the dump, which is great for us as well.
Yes.
Still. But as you just said it, you're right, because it would say, obviously, when big machinery came in and all that, Noel, it didn't matter, you know, they're going through rock and all that. So where the concrete bridge is, or new bridge, we call it still the new bridge.
It's new bridge,
it's 1963, it's 50, nearly, what is it, 60 years old.
60 years, it was called the new bridge.
Do you know the way? But actually, I suppose the newest bridge probably is the bypass bridge now at the moment, as you know, if you go into the bypass, that was built between 2000. 2001 and 2003 or two.
Yes, that's over the Tory.
That's again over the Tory. Yeah. Just up from the Stonebridge as well anyway. So, but as we're coming in now, we're going under the concrete bridge, which is not there because this is 1940.
Yeah.
So if you were coming, we'll say, from the easy way to say this, because I want to kind of make this into a little bit of a car journey as well for people. So if you're coming from Ardmore, you know, we're after doing Ardmore, going over there, doing the cliff walk, and you're coming back and you're going across the bridge, the concrete bridge, which is not there. If you look up, as you're just coming over the bridge, you know, you look up and the forest goes all the ways up, Noel. And there is, I think it's like, it's not a pylon, but it's just big wires, the heavy electrical wires.
The 38 line running from actually Yall to Dungarvan.
Oh, is it?
That's it, yeah.
That's it. Yeah. Because, and it's three poles and it goes...
Three poles. There was two pylons there actually, originally, and a pylon on either side. But around the year 2000, actually, they removed the pylons.
Okay.
Pylons were put up there actually by Siemens.
Was it?
The Germans, when they built Ardna Crusher, was part of the Ardna Crusher scheme. So the pylons were well past their, they were afraid of rotting, especially under the concrete. So they put up three timber poles there.
So if you're coming across the bridge, we'll say, and if you're looking up there at the three poles, if you could imagine looking beyond the three poles, and that's where what we call, we were just talking about it there, was the Knights Templar, the preceptory. It's a feudal fortress, basically, what it was. And it was founded, we'll say, at the time by this guy who's kind of very famous to our area. Is called Raymond Le Gros. And he's very famous now because he was one of kind of the Normans as well. So, and again, what it says, this is in the annals of Yall, so it's the history of Yall. It says here, it was built in 1183, overlooks the complete harbour out to Capel Island. It's a ruin, but you can still make out the chapel, cloisters, kitchen, dormitories, etc. This was an outpost of Temple Michael, so we'll be heading up to Temple Michael in a minute and we'll find out a bit more about there. So it was an outpost. And
is there any trace of it left now?
Oh, there is.
There is.
No, again, sorry about this, guys. It is on private land.
It's on the Hunt's land. You have to get permission if you're going to
the field. You can't really get up there. It's very, very hard to get up there as well. And we were talking about, you know, people taking stone for different things. You wouldn't take it from here because it's just so hard to get
it's
up there.
Exactly.
It's the more reason
why there should be some of it left.
Absolutely. Yeah. And if you do want to go up there, there isn't much to see anyway, guys, but definitely ask Mr. Hunt there, Michael Hunt, about that as well anyway, because it's definitely on private land and there's it's farming land as well anyway.
Exactly.
There's no problems. But we'll come back kind of to the night summer. Noel, for me, and I was, sorry about this, Michael, I was actually up there. And what it was it's like the gateway. You know the way we say the river there is, it's like it was a motorway. So it was like having their own...
it was a commanding view, basically, of
everything.
Because the River Blackwater was the gateway to the south of Ireland.
Everywhere, and South Tipperary and everywhere, the way. So the whole place. But like when you're up there as well, Noel, you're looking out, you can imagine if there was like Vikings or whatever, you know, the Danish invaders still at this stage were still around.
You'd see the massive ship coming into Cape.
Back of the horse, you'd be down to Temple Michael within 10 minutes. But more importantly, you'd be up to Lismore in about 2 hours maybe on horseback.
Yes.
And I suppose the main of the abbeys would have been Lismore at the time, because Lismore, Yall was called the port back in the 800s and 900s and all this. Yall was known as the port of Lismore.
Oh, was it?
Oh, it was, because Lismore was the cathedral town. You know the way
it was a city, basically,
a city, and Yall was known as the port of Lismore. So that's where the thing. So, as I said, you could see why they built that there. Now, I'd be good, very well with Tony Harper and all that, and he was saying, oh, some guy in UCD or whatever it was said, no, it wasn't. It was just a feudal fortress. That was it. It's very hard, but
because
everywhere...
It was under the Knights Templar, wasn't it?
Listen, I keep saying it as well. Temple Michael, the clue's in the name. So when you're coming up as well. So I do believe, yes, it was. And it makes sense as well, because we'll say Raymond Le Gros, these were Normans, they were French, and the Templars were French, they would have brought some of their army over. These guys were were they welcome in Ireland at the time, so they would have brought some heavies with them. So the Knights Templars were the heaviest of them all. Bring a few of these guys with you, happy days.
Yes.
But it's a real commanding spot. it's like a fortress up there. In a way, it would have been like a fortress at the time for the, for themselves as well. They could, they just see everything from there. Mm. Just staying kind of just across, we're in the Knights Templars, and we're looking across the river now to, or we're in the boat, and we're looking across, and it's Ard Cella House.
Of course, Ard Cella House, yes.
Yeah, and we're famous for its cheese, basically. Yes. You know, everybody knows yes. the ghost cheese, yes. Ard Cella ghost
cheese. Exactly, yeah.
But Ard Cella House itself was built in 1813, or sorry, 1830, and... by the Ronans, and it was Ronans would be a very famous name to y'all,
and it still is across the county waterfront.
Absolutely,
you know?
Absolutely.
Now again, there's Ronans, Ronans. You know, there's yeah. different pronunciations.
It was Dr. Ronan. He wrote a book, yes. and he was brilliant, absolutely brilliant. Mm. And there was more Ronans just up the river as well. We'll be coming on to them as well.
Yes, yes.
But Ard Cella, the meaning, and what it says here was the, it's either it's two ways of saying it, and it's the Hill of Sallows. Or High Hill of the Dirt. Now, if you ask the locals, I'd say they'll be going with Hill of Sallows.
Hill of Sallows. Whatever a sallow was.
I think it's a tree, isn't it?
Is it?
I think
Sally
so.
Tree.
Sally Tree.
Oh,
it?
Yeah, the Sally Tree.
I'm not sure, to be honest. Good
the Hill of the Sally Tree.
Or the High Hill of the Dirt.
So high hill. Of course, Ard was height. Yeah, Ard was high yeah. hill. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, and yeah. Sallock, is it? Or, so, but... And another one, and do you know something, Noel? I was trying to find out, but I just couldn't find it, and I read it somewhere before. We're going up along, right? We're after passing the bridges and all that. We're heading up along towards Temple Michael at the moment.
Yes.
The road, we'll say. Some people, I call it the Forest Road. You know, the road from to Temple Michael itself.
The Glendine Road.
The Glendine yeah. Road. Other people call it the Strand Road, because people from the country used to go to the Strand in Yall, and they used to call it the Strand Road as well. But this is a very, very new road. And I think, going back to the famine times, because think of it, 1819 was the Stonebridge. There was yes. no need for this road. This road wouldn't have been there at all in any shape or form before that bridge was built. So
would it have been a road for Temple Michael linking with, say, the Knights Templar crew to Temple Michael?
No, 100% not. Because right. even I was up, kind of, I did all the kind of the forestry bit,
yes.
and you can still see, kind of, you know, the way where they would have went straight down from Temple Michael through
yeah,
the forest.
Temple Michael.
So
yeah,
they wouldn't
yeah.
have dug out the rock, because you can imagine that we'll say the Glendine Road, it's half eaten into the rock, so it took a lot of work as well. I think. And I won't put a date now at this stage, but I think it was like it was definitely the Harold Smiths. Paid for this.
Well, I do know that in 1890, when the waterworks was Boola. Put in
yeah,
town,
yeah, yeah.
Boola, well, before Boola, our water comes from a place called Raven's Rock up in Glendine.
Okay, yeah.
And there is two pipes running from there all the way, gravity feed all the way up to Cork Hill.
Yeah.
And they're still in operation today. They're still in use. It's a gravity feed system. And as far as I know, I stand corrected in this, but as far as I know, that was put in for the barracks.
Okay, yeah, yeah.
A water supply yeah. for the barracks. Before that was individual wells around town. But that
we used to live up in Sweetville, and you could still hear the water pouring into the tanks at the water tower there as
there
well.
There was an underground.
The underground
there was
tanks.
Originally, apparently, that was put in around the 1890s, I think.
Okay, yeah. Right? Because that was definitely older than the water tower anyway, that's for sure.
Oh, it was. The water tower was 1960s.
Yeah.
But apparently, that road was used for the pipework all the way into Yall. So it would have been definitely existed then in 1890.
Well, 100%. I reckon that it was either, as I said, it would have been no point for this before 1819, before the Stonebridge.
Yes.
But I think it was from, and I'm just going to make this up, by the way, I think it was like a famine relief paid for by the Halroyd Smiths. Because it was definitely the Halroyd Smiths name. And I saw a date, and I'll get back to that one again, because it was just an interesting one for me with that road. It's a fairly new road, you know, the way as things go around y'all as well. That would have been a fairly new road, because as I said, we'll come on to it now.
There'd
as well.
There'd be no access to the old
road. No, yeah. Nowhere at all.
And like the Tallow Road, maybe would have been linking up with the Tallow Road.
No, because not really, because the Tallow Road wasn't there either, because what they said was 1819, a new road. Built to Tallow, because the old road was up along Quarry Road,
yes.
and 2 Mile Bridge up to Lombard's Pub that way, you know, and you can go across then down to Ard Cella from that way, or you'd have carried on and then went up onto the Tallow Road the older Tell Road where it is now at the moment.
Fascinating.
And, no, and so now, do you know some this area for me, guys? Again, we're trying to get you out there and get it out. This Sunday is supposed to be lovely. Please go out. Temple Michael. The whole area of Temple Michael is absolutely amazing.
It's incredible.
So
it's, I think it's incredible any time, any season.
But it is. And do you know something? It's one of these places, Noel, it takes from town to drive there 10 minutes. Cycle, you could bring the family out, you know, the way you be careful on the road, especially on the Glendine Road and or the Strand Road, as we call it now. But once you get onto it, it's just the history around that area, just Temple Michael, once you get down there, because we'll say, so we get into Temple Michael, first of all, we're just passing in our boat. And Temple Michael Church that you can see here, like kind of a modern church, built in 1823. And what they reckon was it was probably built in an earlier church as well, anyway, Noel. So there was an earlier church there as well, Edin Rain, because it probably would have been with the Knights Templars and all the other people there as well.
Well, I wonder, would it have been a part of Molanda Abbey?
Well, yeah. And it's a good point. Like, well, I suppose that's a good point. Why would they need another church if Molanda Abbey was there? So, it's a very good point. But this was, obviously, it was a Presbyterian church as well. And it remained in service until 1969. So it was built in 1823. And it was in service until 1969. The Glebe House is across the road from it. It's been done up recently, actually. It looks lovely.
Yes.
And then it was closed. And it was closed. Horace Halroyd Smith, obviously Ballinatrae, the Halroyd Smiths, a great family as well there. He died, and that was the last. It was closed up then at that stage in 1969. I think there was a lot of these churches that were closed. The smaller, was it taxations? And, you know, there was a lot of tax put onto them as
possibly,
well.
Possibly, yeah. You see, yeah. And there was a quirk of the taxation that if the roof was on it, you were taxed. That's why a lot of them went into ruins, because the owners themselves took the roof off them so that they wouldn't be liable for tax. So we lost an awful lot of good houses around the country just for that reason.
Absolutely. And they were, but it's still there, lads, and it's you know, it's lovely to things. We're staying, I know we're running out of time now here in Noel as well at the moment, so I'll just go just be beside, we'd say that the church there is Temple Michael Castle. And listen, guys, any castle you see around here, you can be very kind of knowledgeable about it. If anybody asks, you know, somebody comes over from America, who owned that castle? The Fitzgeralds. Basically 80% of every castle in our whole area is the Fitzgeralds. And the Fitzgeralds were the Desmonds, the Earls of Desmonds, so, you know, very famous again here. And it was built, and I always thought the Desmonds was the Dacia, that's how they got it. It wasn't. The Dacia was obviously there well before the Desmonds were there. So they were a tribe in themselves, like the Waterford Dacia.
Yes.
But we'll say the Fitzgeralds built the castle. No, they said it's 16th century. They reckon that castle that's kind of left at the moment there was built in the 16th century, around the 1500s, which would have been the Fitzgeralds' time when they were at their wars. But some sources then state that the castle dates back to the 12th century and was a Knights Templar stronghold. And the present remains, obviously, of the castle that you can see now, Oliver Cromwell again.
Our old friends. Ollie Cromwell, the Lady of the Cromwells
Mr. Cromwell. He had his cannons at the back of Ballinatrae House up the hill. And you can nearly make out exactly on the hill where they were. And I suppose just to finish off, I suppose today's little thing, there was a story there about one of the Fitzgeralds was Garrett Fitzgerald. And he died, but he was on the other side of the water when he died. And whatever happened, they buried him, believe it or not, in an old parish in Ardmore. And there was a famous kind of story about him saying that at night time, do you know the way?
I've heard that one.
Because he was at
you'd
the wrong.
You heard his voice saying, "Give Garrod a ferry. Give Garrod a ferry.
Give Garrod a ferry."
And so many people are reported to have heard it. And especially the Americans, and I'm sure Anthony Gallagher's bought a lot and would have heard it as
I'd say a lot. There's a little Johnny around the corner was shouting from the bank. What they did was they. I suppose the neighbours were getting fed up of him because, like, he was keeping everybody awake.
Yeah,
you know, the way Let's give him a ferry. And they went over to Old Parish and they dug him up and they brought him back to Temple Michael and buried him, reburied him, and there was no more sound of poor old Garrett than afterwards. You know,
I tell you, he must have been a corkman.
He was a corkman.
He must have been a corkman. And he was said to be buried across in the days to come. Mike, on that frivolous note, on that humorous note, we will leave it. We will take a break.
We'll come back because we've loads more guys.
We'll go ashore and we will again next week again. We will get on board our little boat.
Absolutely, and we'll carry on up along.
And we'll carry on up along. Mike, once again,
thanks very much.
It's
Noel.
Been a blessing having you in the studio again, and indeed very enlightening again. And we shall join you again next week.
Thanks very much, Noel. Thanks.
Take care.
Bye now.